My name is Dan Wickerts, and I'm a member here at Faith Church. This is my home church. I've been here since 1985. By profession, I am a physician. I'm an OBGYN. So I practiced, and we as doctors never get it right. We have to practice forever and ever and ever. I practiced obstetrics and gynecology for 30 years, delivering babies and doing surgery and taking care of women for 30 years. And then almost now, 10 years ago in April, I transitioned out of clinical practice and served in our town. We have two medical institutions. One is Franciscan Alliance, which is a Catholic institution. The other one is IU Health. I serve at Franciscan, the Catholic institution, as the Vice President of Medical Affairs. So for most people, that would be like the Chief Medical Officer for the hospital. So I had the opportunity to navigate through the whole COVID process, which no one taught us in medical school how to do that, and serve now as this liaison between the medical staff and administration. What's very fascinating is that whenever there's discussions in with administration and a physician comes up, all the heads swivel directly to me as if I'm the one that, and because doctors, we're so easy to deal with and easy to take care of. There are no egos, there are no, none of that, right? Amen. Yeah, nice to exaggerate, isn't it? Huh? So that's a little bit who I am. I have the privilege here of being involved in the counseling ministry for the past 20 plus years. And I'm allowed, my CEO at our hospital allows me to take Monday afternoons off and participate in the counseling ministry. I have two ongoing cases that I typically counsel on Mondays. And then I also have the opportunity to travel and teach as we sometimes are able to go across the country and the world to teach some of these topics that you're hearing about today. So let me pray as we begin, and then we'll walk through this very easy subject. Because we're all challenged here. And why are we challenged? Because we're all human. We're all sin-cursed. And we're all typically, at our base, all about me. And so we're going to talk about how that's different when we talk about biblical principles of sex. So let me pray. Father, thank you for the opportunities that we had and the way that you care for us, nourish us, provide for us. Sometimes it's hard for us to stay awake. We just naturally kind of settle in and get a little warmer, and I pray that you'll help all of us, including me, to think clearly in this hour. We want to honor you. Thank you that you are the creator, that none of this surprises you. In fact, you designed us this way. Designed us this way in an effort to provide life that's abundant, provide life that's satisfying, but we want to know how to do it your way. May we be kind and gentle as we communicate today, even in this hour. In your name, amen. This is a very interesting topic over the years as I've taught this, in this setting particularly. Oftentimes, this is very unusual in the sense that this is a crazy time because you could typically hear a pin drop in this room when we're having this lecture. Because no one wants to, I mean, even if someone coughs, it's like, I didn't mean anything by that, really. I didn't mean anything by that. Before we begin, or as we begin, I know that we try and do a lot of serious stuff, but do we do some other interesting things too? So guys, if you can pull up. As an OBGYN, people would say, well, what do you do every day besides doing deliveries and surgery? What else do you do? Well, I often have to answer questions. So I want to get you a little bit of understanding or some of the questions I get asked and some of the answers and see how you guys would answer the same questions, okay? So let's do first one. Pregnancy questions. Should I have a baby after 35? What would be your answer? Okay. Well, my answer is no, 35 children is enough. I'm 2 months pregnant now. When will my baby move? Yeah, absolutely. With any luck, right after they finish college. What's the most reliable method to determine a baby's sex? Because is it a boy or a Girl. What's the most reliable method? It's childbirth. And even at childbirth, I occasionally, in my career, deliver the baby, and the dad goes, "It's a," and I go, "You want to look again?" I mean, my wife is 5 months pregnant and so moody that sometimes she's borderline irrational. Yeah. So what's your question? By the way, any childbirth instructors in the room? I got one. My apologies. I'm still going to do this anyway. My childbirth instructor says, it's not pain I'll feel during labor. No. Not pain, just pressure. Is she right? Well, my answer would be, ready? Yes, in the same way a tornado might be called an air current. And this, people ask me, when's the best time to get an epidural? Now, we guys would get this question right. If we had to have babies, we'd get this question right. When's the best time to get an epidural? My answer is right after you find out you're pregnant. The whole pregnancy, right? Just epiduralize the whole thing. And lastly, this is a note from a husband to his wife. A good husband getting a note and trying to communicate back to his wife in this note, right? And really trying to be a good husband. Your doctor's office called and your Pabst beer is normal. Now, if you're not laughing, that means you don't get it at all. And I'm not telling you. So ask someone who laughed, all right? All right, so let's go back to our... I know you never have anything that's fun, right? And I think it's good for us to laugh a lot. So I want to make sure that we talk about this. We want to spend just a couple of minutes talking to any singles in the audience. I recognize this could be a challenging topic for some of our singles who either have experienced sexual relations outside the bonds of God's blessings, or two, have yet to experience or would like to experience the joy and pleasure of God's design for sex. However, before you possibly just decide to leave thinking, well, this session is only for married couples, I think this is a session that can be helpful in a number of ways for singles. First, it can help you think about this topic biblically. And by the way, are we challenged in that in our culture today to think about this topic biblically? Absolutely. All too often, this topic of sex has overtones of culture, Hollywood, one-night stands, just using the other person for your own benefit. And I think the session can greatly help you prepare for God-honoring sexual relations within the bonds of marriage. Second, I think many of you, if you're single, you have single friends, and they want to experience the same things you do and have the same questions you do. So you'll be able to serve as a counselor to some of your friends in just the midst of everyday relationships. And third, it may be a few of you may actually formally counsel in this area. So I agree, the session is most directly applicable to those who are married and those doing marriage counseling. The session is still important for singles to think about, hear about, understand God's design. I will tell you one story first. A number of years ago, we were in the country of Moldova, which has had some prominence in the past few years because it's very close to Ukraine and Poland. And we're teaching in a Bible college in Moldova. And I was teaching this session in to Bible students at this college with a translator. So I got a translator next to me. Yeah. And as we're walking through this, you kind of gauge your audience, right? And I'm hearing this kind of rah, 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 from the guys. I said to my translator, "What's going on?" And the guy said, my translator said, "Well, the guys say they have heard this before, and so they don't want to be here." So I said to my translator, "Listen, if they don't want to be here, that's their choice. If they think they've heard this and everything, then their choice." Guys got up and left. Teaching moment. I said, "Now to the girls, Ladies, many